Hi again, this is part two of my update. So yes, Chico the Chihuahua, he will be coming soon to the Cooper household. I suppose I'll have, including Emily, 5 dogs and 4 cats. So I'm doing quite well, and no, I'm not going to get another cat. I've got enough with the rag dolls and the... And I love cats and dogs. I do love them both. But I do love my ragdoll cats. I think the ragdoll, I would definitely get some more ragdolls if I could. I just love them. And they're like a dog cat. I just love them. They try and play with the dogs. In fact, my Chihuahua will be smaller than all my cats. I can't believe it. Even my smallest cat, who's a girl, Lady Fleur, my Chi will be smaller than her even, just a bit smaller. Yeah, because I think she weighs about 3 kilos or something. It's not very heavy. What else was I going to say? Oops. And what else am I up to? It's just been busy, busy, busy. Loads and loads of stuff on. I've had... I'm going to be starting to do some, advocacy, hopefully. So you get trained for that as well. It's some stuff that I want to do in preparation for what I want to do later. So I'm going to be doing some advocacy voluntarily for a while with a local advocacy group, and I'm going to be trained up for that. Hopefully I was going to go on the training in September. It's beginning of September, but I've decided that I think it's better for me to not do it until I finish my exam, because I do really want to concentrate on it, and I just think the legal exam is just so hard. I'd rather try and put a lot, you know, put my all into it and not really focus on anything else. So whilst I'm doing that, so I'm going to put it back, but I'm still doing some e-courses with them. You get these e-course stuff and then you complete it and send it back to them. I've got my second pack to that one, which I will put in before September, no doubt. And then my last one, I've also been asked to be on a committee, so I'm hoping to get that sorted out. And there was something else. Oh, yeah. Emily and I are going on a holiday in mid-November, it is. So I'm hoping it's not going to be... I know it's going to be cold, but I hope it's not going to be too bad. Especially as I'm travelling by train as well, and I hate it when it's cold. And I hate packing when it is for the cold weather as well, because... you have to pack far more than you would in the summer. So, and I know what I'm like at packing, especially if I'm going away for a week. It's like all hell is going on. And I've decided to send Emily's food up to the hotel, because obviously they'll buy it in for you, but obviously it's not worth them doing that anymore, because we don't get the money from guide dogs. So I'm going to pack up my food and send it. And it was quite funny, because when I said that I'd do that, they said, oh yeah, a lot of people have started doing that, and they wondered why, and I sort of told them, and they said, oh, they couldn't work out why loads of people were sending the food up there. So this is Emily's and I's holiday, and I'm hoping it might be one of the last holidays she gets with me before she retires, and it'd just be nice to spend some quality time with Emily alone. I'm sure she'd be happy with that as well. That's in November. What else was I doing? I'll be starting my psychology in October. I'm sure there was something else that I was going to tell you all that I was doing, and I can't remember now. I've told you about the advocacy. Do you know what? I really can't remember. So it can't have been that good. It cannot have been that good. Went to a nice barbecue the other day. That was really nice. Oh, food, really, really nice. Went to Seaside for the day recently, a few weeks ago, and that was lovely. That was, we had the most brilliant weather for that day. It was, we went to Hunstanton. It was absolutely lovely. I meant to do an audio boo, but I completely forgot. It was just so nice, and looking round the shops, and we went in the sea as well and just had a little paddle and stuff. It was really nice, and Emily came with me to that, so that was lovely. Oh, yes, some of you might know that I've been having some personal problems recently, and it's all being sorted out, so that's quite good. Things have moved on, and, you know, I've gained, or I'm gaining my trust again in people. So let's hope this time it's not misused again, as I say. I'll give people enough rope, as they say. But yeah, things are moving on. And what else? What else is going on? All that, you can probably hear Bollinger licking my head. And now he's, first he was at my feet, now he's at the top of my head. My goodness. He's like a little massage person. Aren't you? Yeah. You're giving me an aromatherapy treatment or whatever. Hey, are you, Mr. Tush? Yes.
I do apologise. So whoever's listening to this, I hope you're not wide awake, because you'll be half asleep by the time you've finished, because all I'm doing is yawning, and I should be going to bed now, because it's well after three, and I'm going to have to be up again at 9 at least. To start my second part of the essay, because that has to be done. I don't care whether I'm up all night on Friday, it's got to be done by Saturday morning, the latest. And then my PA support worker is going to come round and proofread and do some bits of us on Saturday, and then we'll get it in. Hopefully, as it's a Saturday, this is coming at 12:30, so hopefully, if it's not too bad, we'll sort of get it in about 3 hours. We have actually spent before, believe it or not, like 5 or 6 hours, because it's not sort of, it's not just proofreading. It's sort of, you know, if you've got words over or under, it's, you know, normally I've got words over, as I'm sure you all can guess. Chatterbox, writerbox, you know, then you have to go through, cut things out, move things around, you know, explain yourself better if something's not explained well enough or whatever. And it really does take a lot of time, actually, and you don't realise how long that sort of stuff can take. I'm hoping that Saturday won't be too long. It'll be about 3 hours. And to be honest, after that, if it only takes about 3 hours, I shall take the dogs for a nice walk and I shall come back home and chill out. And I've got a takeaway for the weekend. I bought a ready meal takeaway thing that they had in Aldi, an Indian one. And it's got enough for me for two settings. So I shall have some on Friday, Saturday, and some on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. An Indian weekend takeaway. And then I'm going to start on stuff like, I've got a lot of sorting out in my garage to do, and stuff that I'm selling that needs to be sorted. And also I'll be starting to pack to go away and just get everything generally sorted, and whatever you do before you go away and get sorted out. So, and I probably will start looking at doing maybe just a bit of revision before my break, and then obviously that will be it. Anyway, I hope this hasn't bored you all too much, but whoever likes listening to my booze, I hope you enjoy it. Okay, take care, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.